Well, good morning. It's great to be together, and I'm coming to you live from the cemetery in Prince George, and as you can probably tell, which seems like a fitting place for us to be on this Easter weekend, given that Jesus, Good Friday, shows that he died, was buried, and then rose from the dead, or from the grave of the tomb on Sunday morning. You know, you read from Luke chapter 24 in the scripture, verses 1 to 8, it says, "But on the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. And when they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, when they entered, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. And while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise again?' And they remembered his words." You know, I look back at the Gospels, the story of Jesus, and I think about some of the things that Jesus did while he walked on this earth. You know, how he healed the sick, how he got the lame to walk, how he, even like a story of the blind man like Bartimaeus, who reached out to Jesus with desperation, and Jesus healed his blindness, how the demons were cast out of people. All of these things that Jesus did, the lepers were cleansed and made whole. You know, I think about some of the things that Jesus did when it came to raising the dead. You know, the widow of Nain, her son, they were in the funeral, and Jesus interrupts this funeral procession and then prays for this son, and the son is raised literally from the dead before them. And then there's Jairus, the ruler in Jerusalem there, who was a Roman ruler, but he came in Mark 5 and wanted Jesus to heal his daughter who had died. And Jesus went, and she was there, and the funeral was going on, and people were wailing, and she was dead. But Jesus said she wasn't dead, she was just sleeping, and they mocked him. So he went upstairs with the parents, and he literally raised her right there from the dead, from the bed. And you know, some of you will know this morning the gal from our church, Annette Price. Now Annette, a few years back, 2014, was walking across 15th Avenue by the hospital and was hit with a truck and a trailer, by a truck and trailer. She hit her head on the truck and then was thrown about 100 feet and landed on the pavement and hit her head again. That night when I saw her in the emergency and she was being prepped for surgery and then trying to get stabilized to be sent to Vancouver, you know, I couldn't recognize who she was if I hadn't have known, because I was there with Doug. And literally, the miracle that took place in her life over a very short period of time is unbelievable. Like, God had to have literally saved her life at that time. And there are countless stories historically and people that you know where God has intervened in their life and healed them or raised them from the dead, literally from the grass of dead. Another story is Lazarus in John chapter 11, when Jesus' friend Lazarus had been dead and been buried, put in the tomb. And Jesus comes, and Martha, the sister, comes out to greet Jesus and says, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, he'll give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother is going to rise again." And Martha says to Jesus, "I know that he's going to rise again at the resurrection, the last day." And Jesus said to her these profound, amazing, life-giving words, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And she says to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you're the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into this world." You know, Jesus had predicted his death and resurrection throughout the Gospels. You know, he had said at one point, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was talking not about the temple of the building, but himself. You know, a few times through his disciples, he would talk about the fact that he'd raise on a third day. In Matthew 20, it says as Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem, he takes the 12 disciples aside by themselves. And the way he says this, "Behold, we're going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes. They're going to condemn him to death, and he will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock him and scourge and crucify him. And on the third day, he'll be raised up." You know, women came to Jesus in Luke chapter 12 here. You know, this is the pinnacle of what Jesus had prophesied, because the women came with the tomb with spices, and the stone was rolled away, as we read, and the body of Jesus wasn't there, and they're perplexed. And these two men, these angels, are there to speak to them and ask them that question: why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spoke to you? Well, he was in Galilee, saying that he must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And it's here where they remember his words. They remember the teachings that Jesus had prophesied about himself. And if I could say to us all today those amazing, exciting, awesome, powerful, life-giving words: he's risen. He's alive. And he sits today at the right hand of his Father in heaven. The grave has no longer kept him. The tomb no longer keeps him. His body's not there. You won't find it there. It's because he's been raised to life and lives in heaven. You know, after this moment with these women at the tomb, there are many encounters that happen that prove that Jesus was risen from the dead. You think about Mary Magdalene, who thought he was a gardener when she talked to him and he revealed himself to her. There were the other three women. There was Peter, the disciple. There was two men on the road to Emmaus who walked with him and heard all the scriptures about this Messiah that would die and raise again. And he literally had communion with them in their dwelling place. And then when he left, they remembered what he had said. There was one time where there were more than 500 people. There was James's brother. There was the disciples without Thomas the disciple there. And then 8 days later, with Thomas there and present. And Jesus said to Thomas, "Reach your hand to see my hand, and reach your hand and put it in my side," to prove that his scars were there where he'd been pierced and where he'd been crucified. And Jesus says to him and to all the disciples, and especially to Thomas, "Because you have seen me, now have you believed. Blessed are there who do not see and yet believe." Because the life we are called to today is that we would know that Jesus died, and that he was put in the tomb, and that he rose again. And we are asked to believe and know that in our hearts. There are a few other times when Jesus gathered with them, including the time with his disciples when he ascended to heaven before them. And in Acts chapter 1, when Luke is writing, he writes this: "Theophilus, about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after he had by the Holy Spirit given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen, to these he presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking to them of things concerning the kingdom of God." And John the apostle, the disciple in Revelation, sees Jesus appear to him, and it says, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, 'Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades.'" These proofs that Jesus is alive, these people experienced him after his death. These people knew him after his death. And just as Jesus said to Martha that day when Lazarus was raised from the dead, before he was, you know, Martha said to the question of Jesus when he said, "Do you believe this?" And Martha said, "Yes." And we too today are asked to answer that question: do we believe that Jesus raised himself, was raised from the dead? And do we believe that Jesus in this life will give us eternal life as well? Do we believe he's alive? And is that the motivation and the strength of our lives? And if we do believe that, and it is the motivation of our lives, then we should live as people who are alive and will be risen with Christ. We should live knowing that he's alive And in the scripture it says, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, because Jesus, when he left, gave us the spirit of God to dwell within us. If we have that spirit in us, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in him. You see, we are alive now, and we're alive by faith, but we have the spirit of God in us, which brings life to us, abundant life. But it also knows that we're going to live forever with him. And one day he will return and receive us and bring us to himself. Now that's what the Bible says about you and I. You know, the Bible is so clear that when we have faith in Christ and we believe that he rose from the dead and he's alive and he's ascended and he's preparing a place for us in heaven, the Bible says if we are in Christ, we're a new creation. The old is past and behold, the new has come. Let me read to you some of the things that the Bible says that you and I are if we are in faith in Christ. We're God's possession. We're his children. We're his elect. We're his chosen. We're his beloved. We are co-heirs with Christ. We are his temple. We are ambassadors. We are witnesses. We are his workmanship. You see, we've been rescued from the kingdom of darkness. We have been brought into the kingdom of his Son, into the kingdom of light. We've been made alive with Christ. We've been given the Holy Spirit. We are indwelt with the Holy Spirit within our lives. We are complete in him. We are strengthened by his power. We are called. We are greatly loved. We are protected. We are equipped with spiritual armor in our lives. We are called the salt of the earth, the light of the world. We are living stones. We're a royal priesthood. We are citizens of heaven. We are more than conquerors. We are being transformed day after day into his likeness. And the Bible says that because of who we are in Christ, because we've been made alive by faith and by his spirit, that we can come boldly to the throne room of God. We can find mercy and grace in our time of need. We can always pray. We can cast our anxiety upon him. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we cannot be separated from God's love. So Easter reminds us. It reminds us that Jesus rose from the grave, that he's alive, and that you and I are alive in him, and that his spirit dwells within us and brings that life to us. That every day we can have this abundant, powerful, amazing life. And that we can have this deep joy and this peace in us that keeps us strong in our faith day after day after day. This incredible Easter Sunday morning. You know, as I am here in this cemetery, I'm reminded that we are no longer dead eternally. That we are alive in him and we have eternal life through our faith in Jesus Christ. I'm calling you today, if you are a person of faith, be strengthened and encouraged in your faith today. Be reminded today that he's alive. Be reminded of who you are in him because he is alive. Be reminded that he lives and that his spirit lives in you and lives in me. And let's live lives that are alive because of it. Remember these three words today. Keep them in your heart in the coming days ahead. He is risen. Oh, great words to live by. Great words to be strengthened in our faith today and encouraged. Let's pray together. God, thank you today for the reminder of Easter. That Jesus, not only did you die for our sins, and Good Friday represents that. Not only were you put in a grave and buried and in that time conquered death and got the keys to death itself, but God, that on the third day you rose from the grave, conquering death once and for all. And that's our hope today, that because you have risen, because you are alive, that we too, though we may die in this life, we will never die eternally, that we'll be raised with Christ. So we thank you today, and we thank you for your life that lives within us by your Spirit. And God, would you, in these days ahead, would you continue to live as people that are alive, that God, we are people that are full of life, and we have all the power and all the things of heaven to fill into our lives. And more than anything else, thank you that we have a relationship with a living God. And we give you the glory and the honor today, and we thank you, Jesus, that you live. We thank you in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. You know, there's a song, an older one, an old chorus, and it goes like this. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living, just because he lives. Let's remember the words of that chorus, and let's let our lives just be strengthened in the fact that he lives, and because of that we can face tomorrow. If you're here today with us, I just want to encourage you, if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, if you've never believed that Jesus died and rose from the grave for your sin and for your life eternally, I just want to encourage you that all the proofs that I mentioned today, the historical proofs of people that have experienced him after death and all the things that he's done through history to bring people to life and to heal people and set people free. Let those proofs resonate with you today. And why not take a chance and just say a little prayer and just say, God, if you are who you say you are in the Bible, and if you did rise from the dead, would you give me new life today? And then please contact us, send us an email through the webpage, and we'd love to share a little bit more with you today. You know, there's a thing we're going through right now in the world, the virus that's been going on. And you know, it could be an easy time for us all to be fearful and anxious and stressful. But I want to encourage us as the church today, those that know Christ and know he lives, let's live the life of the church today. Let's not wait till this thing ends and then become the church again. Let's be the church now. We're alive because he lives. Let's live as people who are alive. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power and work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Happy Easter, everyone.